Brother Ku is going to share with us his thoughts. Him and I were talking about 1 Timothy 5. I think it's verse 8. It's a famous verse. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, this just popped into my mind when I was thinking about everything that's going on. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Okay, so stop right there. So provide, there's a little clue. Provide for his own, especially that of his own house. So actually, it does include Brother Akuo too. We'll get there in a minute. But yeah, keep going, brother.
So if you look at that word provide, that's pronoio in the Greek, and it means to consider in advance, that is to look out for beforehand. In an active voice, it means maintenance for others. In a middle voice, it's basically circumspection for oneself. So it's basically like to perceive beforehand, to look out for, to consider. So you have to consider your own, especially those for your own house. If you don't consider or look out for beforehand, maintain, you've denied the faith, and you're worse than an infidel. I found that really interesting.
Yeah, so it does include not only married men, people with children, but it also includes a brother if he's got brethren, because his own would be his brethren and sisterin, brothers, brethren and sisters, brothers and sisters. And so think about that. Everybody always thinks when they read that, if he doesn't provide for his house, haven't you always considered that mean don't work and provide money? That's not what it means. That's part of it. The other part is not to consider, not to think of, not to look after. So let's use me for an example. If I have a wife and I don't consider her and I don't look after her, oh yeah, honey, go walk to Walmart. It's through a really dangerous neighborhood. Hope you make it. I'm not looking out for my wife. I'm not providing. I'm not thinking of her. I would be worse than an infidel. If I can't look after my wife, how could I go in the streets and preach the gospel, or how could I tell my brethren to follow after the Lord? Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then when it comes to children, it's raised even higher, because my wife is an adult. If I die, she can live on. She's got enough knowledge and experience to do it. Children are young, immature. They're like a blank slate. Dads have even more responsibility, not only for money to provide, but for looking after them. What order do I want for them? What do I want to be teaching them? How am I looking out for their best interests as they grow older? And I just thought him and I were talking about that. That's just really interesting, because, you know, everybody thinks of provide means money, and you're worse than infidel if you don't work. Well, that's true. But what if a man, a husband or a father or a brother, like Brother Kuo, what if they don't look after saints they know? What if they don't think about them? What if they don't consider? What if they don't try to pour out to them? Paul says you're worse than an unbeliever. What? Why are you worse? Does it say worse than an unbeliever or like an unbeliever?
It says worse than an infidel.
Worse than an infidel. So why do you think you're worse than an unbeliever if you claim to be of Christ and you don't look after your wife, your children, and your brethren? Why are you worse?
Because the servant that knows his master's will and doesn't do it will be guilty of more stripes.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus said the sign of the disciples is they love one another. So it's not just are you sinning, but now you're in willful sin because you're not keeping love. You're denying the faith, essentially.
Yeah.
Can we be saints of God without loving and caring for one another?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it touches everybody. About the only thing it wouldn't touch is if there was a saint who wasn't a husband, wasn't a father, and was all by himself in some country and had nobody around him. And then he should probably be praying for everybody else around the world too, and pouring out in that way. So it applies to almost everybody to be providing for, looking after, looking out for wives, husbands, children, fellow believers. I think that's kind of a wake-up call to everybody, isn't it?
Yeah. That's an interesting verse. I'm going to study that. That's going to go in my articles.
Yep. And to say it's worse than an unbeliever, that means because, guess what? Brother Crusoe and I have talked about this quite a bit. I think the day we met, we talked about it, that the wrath is going to be hotter for people that claim Jesus but live in willful sin, trample his blood, don't take the word serious. Why? Because they're making a mockery of God's truth. I mean, you take a guy that's never heard of Christ and he's laying in a gutter somewhere. I don't know how God's going to deal with him. I'll leave that up to God. But he's not a hypocrite, is he? In that way. And what's the sin that God hates worse than anything? If you look at the Pharisees, hypocrisy. Luke 12:1, Jesus said this was the sin of the Pharisees, their hypocrisy. So it's just a really interesting note to make sure that we're all doing what God's called us to do, looking after those that are in our lives. Ready? Before we go out and tell anyone else about the gospel and try to bring more into the kingdom. If we're not looking after the ones we got, how can we go forth and get more? Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. So any thoughts on that? 1 Timothy 5:8, any man who does not provide for his household is worse than an infidel. Provide means more than just money. Any other thoughts on that, brothers?
I guess it's all summed up in love one another.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Amen. And that's a daily thing. It's not something you do once. It's a daily thing you do over and over and over and get better at it and do more and more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to leave that topic right there.